Episode 3188, Are You Willing to Pay the Price?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous week. Can you believe it? It's already home day. Yes, it is. It's Wellness Wednesday. And I want you to be thinking about how you're feeling. Do you have enough energy? Do you really know what you need to be doing for your body? Are you willing to pay the price? Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. All right, so deep breath. What's really going on? Like, seriously, how crazy is your world right now? Are you looking at your October going, wow, we're already past mid-October and it's almost Halloween and the next thing is Thanksgiving and then, and you're thinking, oh, I remember my New Year's resolutions and I haven't followed any of them for the last 10 and a half months. Yeah, I know. Take a deep breath. It's okay. You can live the way you desire to live. But as you know, healthy living is a choice. So when you look at your body, what do you see? Health or a bill? Crazy question, I know. But depending upon your reflection, are you willing to pay the price? Because there's always a cost, isn't there? No one is forced to eat, live, move, and sleep a certain way. Yet there are guidelines that for most of us, well, we ignore them. Who wants it, right? In today's society, it's easy to lose track of what really matters when it comes to our health. We're bombarded with messages from advertisements, right? Just look at your reels. Then you have your influencers. Oh, and then you've got social media on top of everything, all advocating for different lifestyles and quick fixes. And who doesn't want that one size fits all pill, right? Wouldn't it be nice if we could just like get this jar of it and we could eat and do and sleep how we wanted to, maybe not even sleep, maybe not even take in the right food. And then we just take this pill and everything's fine. My friend, that's called a robot. Yes. You know, you plug it in, called your phone and it charges up and then it does things. And even when you do that, sometimes it doesn't work. Hence they have to give updates. You have to take care of your body better than how you take care of your phone. But we are into these quick fixes, and it becomes challenging to decipher what is truly beneficial and what is merely a fad. It's like, oh, well, this should work. Well, if it's a bug, we'll just, you know, change the software a little bit. You can't change your software if you're not willing to make the choice. So look so you can see. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Look so you can see. Now, I get it. It's easier to hide, isn't it? Come on, hide and seek. It's a fun thing. But time is not always on your side, right? Time tells all. Go back to episode 3186 earlier this week. You know, reclaim your day. Reclaim your life. Stop leaving it up to everybody else. Stop being tempted by all of the different fast food restaurants. And I can tell you, I'm guilty as charged too. But I have decided to make some extreme decisions. And therefore, every day, I make a choice that says, this is what I want to feel like so I can live the life I truly desire. You may have all the money in the world, my friend, but if you don't have your health, you absolutely have no wealth. And you got to think about it. Are you willing to pay that price? Are you willing to say, yeah, I've got all the money in the world? But do you want to spend it in a hospital? Yeah, I have all the money in the world, but I'm just going to hire all these people to do this. And I'm going to think I'm doing something when in reality, I'm doing absolutely nothing at all. You have got to look at the body that God has given you and you've got to figure out what works for you. Don't fall into the traps of the influencers. Don't fall into the traps of the social media advertisements. don't even look at, I mean, come on, when we have the Super Bowl, I know it's not here yet, but in a blink or two, it will be. It's around the corner. It comes in February. But do you know how much they pay for those advertisements? They're paying to own your body, to own your money. I mean, think about it. I know you don't, because you're like, just give me my chips and salsa. I'll take that extra beer or two or three. You can have those special days, but every day, are you willing to pay the price? So look so you can see. What does it look like in real life? Number one, reflect on your habits. Take a step back and honestly assess your daily habits. This is going to be the hardest thing you ever do, because most of us are not honest with ourselves. We tell ourselves white lies, so it's okay to do what we don't really need to do. We do what we want to do, and it becomes an excuse. And so we live in excuse land. Remember that game called Candyland? Yeah, we're living in excuse land. That gets you nowhere. You have to make a definite, positive choice every single moment as to what you want to do. Now, it's hard to change our habits, right? It just is something that doesn't come easy. And it's because they're so remote. They are like a robot. And that's a good thing for many things. Like when you need to go to the bathroom, that's a habit, right? And you make a choice though. Okay, I could just lay in this bed and choose not to get up. Well, eventually, guess what? You're going to have an accident in your bed, right? My grandson. We're going through all of this stuff and he's like, I can do this. And then some days he's like, I don't want to do this. Every day, my friend, you have to get up and say, I can do this. So are you making conscious choices, or are you simply following what everyone else is doing? Consider your eating habits, your exercise routine, your sleep schedule, and your overall lifestyle. Do you prioritize your health, or are you just simply neglecting it in favor of convenience? Think about that before you answer it too quickly. Because if you're toting around the kids, if you're doing everything for everybody else, a lot of us fall into the favoring of convenience than we are prioritizing our health. So when you reflect on your habits, it's in this reflection that's going to provide clarity on whether you are actively making good decisions or merely going along with societal influences. Now, you can make that choice to do that, right? That is your choice. That is your free will. You can do it, but stop complaining then. I'm just going to tell you like it is, you know, because your complaining kind of gets old. And if you're like, oh, I really don't like the way I look, then do something about it. Stop complaining about it, because it's not going to get you any far. And guess what? It just makes you more and more crabby around the people you say you love, but your actions got to speak louder than words. And I know that when you're just kind of making this noise and you look in the mirror and you're like, oh, I don't know. And you go in your closet, I have nothing to wear. I just wish. Do you really wish? Like, really, do you wish? Look so you can see. Reflect on your habits. Number two, educate yourself. Knowledge is power when it comes to healthy living. It truly is. And there is so much information out there. So invest time in educating yourself about nutrition, exercise, and lifestyle choices. Stay up to date on the latest research and studies and seek advice from trusted sources, exclamation point to infinity and beyond. And I say that because we're in a world that everybody wants to be a somebody. And so you even have the people who are making the goods and the products, and they're going and they're saying, oh, this influencer would be great. And so all of a sudden you see something come up on your reel and you're like, oh, this is fabulous. Well, it might work for a 20-something, but it may not work for a 30, 40, 50, 60-something. So you've got to know where you're getting your information from. Double, triple, quadruple check. And when you arm yourself with knowledge, you can make informed decisions that align with your goals and values, not the businesses out there that are trying to say, oh, but you need to look like this and feel like this. Maybe you want to look like that and feel like that, but their stuff may not get you to where they're going. There may be another product out there or another system out there that's actually better for you. So educate yourself. And finally, number three, prioritize self-care. This is a challenge, especially if you are a female. And double especially if you are a mama. Taking care of your health is not a luxury. It is a necessity. Now, we have a lot of things in our life called responsibilities. And we may have these little attachments to us called children that, well, you just can't sit there and say, go over there and sit in the corner for an hour. I know it doesn't work like that. I get it. I've had five. And now we're going to have two grandbabies. Oh, yes. By the way, if you haven't remembered and haven't heard lately, grandbaby number two is getting very, very close. So if for some reason I fall off the map for a couple days, don't be alarmed. It's because we're doing what I need to be doing. And yes, spending it with my daughter and my son-in-law and my grandson and the new grandbaby. So more to come on that later. But it's important, right? You've got to prioritize that self-care. Self-care is a non-negotiable and it's got to be part of your routine. Now, look at the season that you're in. If you're a new mama, that new season may be, I'm taking a nap when baby's taking a nap. Hallelujah, do it, because that's what you need to do. If you're an empty nester, it may be, well, I'm kind of feeling this afternoon lull. So instead of me being hangry and fussy and all of that, I'm just going to lay down around 2 o'clock and take a power nap from 2 to 2:30 or 2:20 because I can. Do it. Right? If you're one who says, I need more energy right when I pick up the kids from school. So instead of running through the drive-through, fix something for yourself. Maybe you need a solid, well-balanced protein shake and you're going to drink that instead. That is self-care. Self-care doesn't mean necessarily that you're going to get your hair done. It can be a part of it, but you see, you've got to define that because when we hear the word self-care, all of a sudden we're like, oh, am I being selfish? Sometimes you can be, in all honesty. You know, it's like, oh, I've got to get my manicure, my pedicure, got to get my hair done. That's fine if you have that availability, if you have the resources to do that. But if you don't, you can still care for yourself. It may just look different than your best friend or your neighbor down the street. So when you're looking and thinking about self-care, set aside time for regular exercise, movement, hello, and it's whatever you can do. Don't let somebody else say you have to work out for 20 minutes. If you really only need 10 minutes, then do it for 10 minutes. But do it and do it well and do it consistently, right? Make sure you are getting enough adequate and restful sleep. This is a struggle trouble spot for me. Say that fast 3 times. But I'm working on it. I try to get to bed by 11 o'clock every night. It doesn't happen all the time. I'm in a season right now that may only last for a few weeks, but my priority is my daughter. And I will give up all my sleep to take care of her and her son and her baby and her husband because that's what I need to do. Catching up on sleep, it doesn't really happen, but I'll be able to get back in that routine. Right? So it's a season. So you have to look at those things, right? If you're a new mom, you're not going to get sleep all the time. So take that nap when baby's napping. When you prioritize self-care, you are not just paying the price for a healthier lifestyle, but you are also investing in a better quality of life. And let me tell you this, when you prioritize self-care, you don't have to have a lot of money to do it. A lot of people say, oh, I just can't do it. I don't have the money to do it. Did you hear me at all say, go out and get that mani-pedi, go out and have your weekly massage, go out and get your hair done every 6 weeks, go out and do whatever else you need to do. Like, I didn't mention any of that. Now, would it be nice to do all of that? Maybe, if that's what's right for you. But my friend, you get to determine that. Your health is your wealth, and it should never be compromised. Now, you may have to make some adjustments, right? I'm traveling right now. I'm staying with my daughter and son-in-law. And so with that, I brought my stuff. And she even asked me, she knew I was working really, really hard. She said, what do you need, Mom? What can I do to help you out? And so they're supporting me too. They're not pushing me. They're just knowing that, okay, I'm in the season that I need to do things kind of my way. But during this time that I'm spending with them, I'm not giving up my health. I'm staying on track by doing certain things. Now, am I going to be perfect that whole time? Of course not. But that doesn't mean I beat myself up. It's about consistency. Truly staying the course and making what? Good decisions. And that happens on a daily basis. It just doesn't come, okay, well, I think I'm going to be healthy today. No, it's, I am going to be healthy. And with every decision you make, it's like, okay, is this going to be good for me? Because if not, what happens? You start following the trends. You succumb to societal pressures. That's not good for you. I want what's best for you. God wants what's best for you. It's about aligning your actions, your behaviors with your own well-being and happiness, right? You have one body, treat it well. So are you willing to pay the price? Choose wisely. Go in peace. Train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.